fabulous pick with me here
Hi.
today. Hi, congrats on the album.
Thank you.
Wow, Trust Fall, like, come on, your ninth. I gotta say, Pink, you got real good taste in people.
Yeah, I do.
Johnny McDade producing this one. And then as soon as I saw the features, I saw First Aid Kit, I was like, oh my gosh. And the Lumineers and Chris Stapleton. Yeah. What is it about someone that really makes you want to work with them?
Well, I mean, these people that you just mentioned, I think anybody would want to work with them. I love the Lumineer. I don't know. It's just an authenticity and it's just a real beauty and sacredness for their craft, right? Like First Aid Kit, those girls, oh my God. They're so good. And I love the Lumineers. I'm a huge, huge fan. And Chris Stapleton is just maybe the best that ever did it.
The two of you together, those vocal, there's something just happens when you both sing together. It's one of those like heavenly, I don't know. It's otherworldly.
I love singing with people. I love harmonies. I love Willow is just, I'm teaching her how to stay on the note so we can harmonize together. And it's like, it just feels so good.
We're all, you know, we're so sorry to hear about your dad's passing. And with much respect, how did grief play into the making of this album for you?
Oh man, I feel like grief is such a natural fabric of life. The cycles of life, you know, I'm super into it. I'm into all of it. I'm here for all of it. But it took a long time to make this record. I took 3 years with this one, and I lost two very, very dear people in my life within 8 months of each other. But also there was a sort of grief that we all have, which is sort of letting go of what we thought the world was. It's not that anymore. And letting go of who we used to be. And I feel like when you lose a parent or your child is sick, it really distills quickly down into what really matters and who am I and who do I want to be and what's getting in the way of that. And this album is just an exploration of the messy beautifulness that life is. And, you know, there's the ups and downs, right? The up is, okay, if the world is ending and we're sliding sideways off our axis, then let's dance. Right? Let's dance. And because I want to be dancing when this place blows up.
Hell yeah.
And screaming and laughing. And then there's also like the other side of it, which is, God, this hurts. It hurts. It all hurts. Everything hurts. Why does everything hurt? And it's that why. Those are the other songs. And there's many different kinds of that. So yeah, I don't know. I'm just living my life.
Live my life like the artistic superstar that I am. No, but really vocally on this record too, you went into places that I'd never heard your voice before. It was sort of sections of it that, you know, you have such strength and then such sweetness, but there was almost there was just a sound I hadn't heard that I was really moved by on the record. And Trust specifically, the idea of it, the practice of it, you know, it really feels like it's being threatened right now in 2023. So when people listen to the record, what do you hope they feel? What do you hope they come away with specifically when it comes to that feeling of trust, maybe within themselves?
I think that really all we want as human beings is to be seen and understood. Mm-hmm. And I guess I hope that, I think it's a mutual experience for me and people that I've grown up with that are listening to my music. Like, we're having this sort of open dialogue together of people don't come up to me and be like, oh, I love your hair. Or instead they're like, my dad died too. Or this terrible thing happened to me. And we're not strangers for long. Let's put it that way. And I guess that we're all, that's what concerts are for me too, is it's this group therapy experience. We're all just connected to our feelings and letting go and being human and being vulnerable and open. And I guess I hope people feel understood.
And thank you for the permission to let things go with this album too, right? There's a lot of each song I was listening to, you get deeper and deeper into who you are and then kind of who I am at the same time.
Yeah.
Really beautiful. Never Gonna Not Dance Again is a deliciously crafted pop song. It is just joy, and the music video, you just have such an infectious laugh and take on things. So I'm wondering, where in the process of the album did you get that song?
That was the first song. That
no
was
way. The first song. Wow.
I called Max and we were just kind of catching up, and I was like, what's it like in Sweden? And he's like, well, we don't hate our country and our government, so we're kind of all like fine. I was like, oh, that's interesting. What's that like? And I was like, well, here's the thing. If the world is ending, then I'm never going to waste time again. There's not enough time to waste. And I'm never going to not dance again, that's going to be the name of the song, and no pressure, but it needs to be the best song we've ever written, ever.
I mean, check. Like, I'm going to say check, please.
Then I was kind of like, well, this is kind of like what I do, this song, and maybe it's the Pink formula, whatever. But by the end of the song, I told my manager, I was like, I don't care. I feel happy when I'm done listening to the song. So I don't care if it's predictable. The song makes me happy.
No, and Never Gonna Not Dance, and how that fits into the rhythm. It's like, oh, so satisfying. Speaking of laughing, and what was the last thing that made you laugh out loud? Like, what was
my daughter, when she gets overtired, turns into the goofiest, most delirious psychopath that you would, nothing makes sense. And all she does is die laughing. And when she does that, I die laughing, and we stay up way too late and laugh.
The best. I've got a daughter about the same age, and I don't know, I'm watching her real close right now, because it feels like this is the stage or age as a girl where you kind of get a little self-conscious, and you get a little less bold, and, you know, maybe a little less free. Is that something that you're looking at as a mom at the moment?
Yeah, I am. But because I am the way I am, I'm literally just a walking example of how not to take yourself too seriously. And I talk with her about everything. And so, not to the point where, you know, I'm not lecture, not like that, but we talk, we conversate, and I force her to remember her goofy. And she is kind of an odd bird too.
Those are the best birds, to be honest.
She can't borrow my knowledge though. She has to buy her own. And that part's hard. That part's so hard. I hate it.
Tour, and then I got to let you go because you're a busy woman as always, but I cannot wait for this summer carnival tour. Brandi Carlile, I know you've got a few people, but Brandi Carlile, you two are so good together. Much. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. You're kicking it. You're the North American piece. You're kicking off in Canada. So we know why we love you. Why do you love us so much, Pink?
Well, I don't mean to be a cliche, but you all are the nicest people in the world. I love Canada. I mean, Dallas Green is my buddy, and I'm going to get to see him, and I just love it up there. We did festivals, and it's just the energy's in the air, and it rained. I remember last time when we were outdoors, it's freaking magical. I'm excited. I had my first tour meeting last week, and I walked away going, oh my God, I can't believe I get to do this.
Well, we cannot wait to see it. I'm so excited for this album. It truly is. I mean, I don't know how you top yourself, but you have with this one. It's a beautiful, beautiful piece of work. Thank you for it. And I can't wait to see you on the road.
Can't wait too. Thank you.
Thanks, baby.